AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Shots were fired in Hawaii at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam.
Two are deceased. One is in stable condition in a local hospital.
All three are civilians. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says they are searching for a motive.
The shooter, who has tentatively been identified as an active duty sailor assigned to USS Columbia, SSN 771, is also deceased by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting happened just days before the 78th anniversary of the Japanese bombing at Pearl Harbor that launched the U.S. into World War II. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking members of the rank and file a simple question as the impeachment inquiry moves on. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Are you ready? The answer was a big yes as Democrats met behind closed doors. But as the House Judiciary Committee held its first impeachment hearing, a GOP witness said Democrats are not ready. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says he's no Trump supporter, but there's no case yet for impeachment, and Democrats are rushing to find one.
We're all mad. Where's that taken us? Will a slipshod impeachment make us less mad?
But Harvard's Noah Feldman was among three other scholars who say the evidence fits what the founding fathers feared, a president abusing his office, and fits their remedy. Impeachment.
President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
China says the U.S. must roll back punitive tariffs on Chinese imports if the two sides reach a trade deal. The two sides are negotiating details of a phase one agreement announced by President Trump in October. Today is not a good day to be a tourist in Paris. The Eiffel Tower is shut down. France's high-speed rail stood still. Teachers are off the job. Unions are launching nationwide strikes. This is AP News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she will do all she can to stop a man accused of killing 51 Muslim worshippers from spreading his message of hate at his trial.
If someone's motivated by infamy, then you deprive them of it.
Australian white supremacist Brenton Tarrant goes on trial in June. In an interview with the AP, Ardern says it took some time to come to grips with what happened.
That was my, instinct around the way that New Zealanders would be feeling, that this was, yes, this was an attack very explicitly on our Muslim community, but they were our Muslim community.
The gunman live-streamed his attack in New Zealand on Facebook. Ardern says she hopes artificial intelligence could be used to stop future attacks from being broadcast and that everybody has a responsibility to prevent such broadcasts from continuing to happen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.